Gray Merchandising Company.
It is 9-11. We got, partly cloudy thing going on here. Not warming up real quick, though. 52 degrees where we're at. Welcome to a Talk Around Thursday. And, man, when I say Talk Around, I mean it. Look at this guy smiling at me over here. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Young man. Well,
I'll take that.
The biggie is what I'm calling. I posted this. I posted our last podcast on the website. I said, this is the biggie for the Sportsman's Club.
It is.
The Smoker, 34th annual.
34th annual Smoker. We're going to do that October 21st. Mm-hmm. I've got so much going on.
Don't be backing us up here, Greg.
I know. October 21st. All right. We're at the Wappan Community Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. We've got tickets available. It's open to the public. If you're a young person and want to come, talk your parents into coming down there because you'll need some chaperoning. How's that?
That works.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It's a good idea, too, by the way.
We got numerous games, ladies' raffle, silent auction. We have a general raffle that has at least 100 items on it.
Wow.
We had a smoker meeting the other night planning this thing out. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 firearms. Don't quote me exactly on the number, but there's something in that neighborhood that we're going to be giving away that night.
Well, and there's that raffle for firearms, but then there's other raffles going on, too, seemingly every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try a few different things this year. We've got our meat raffles coming up, and we also have a couple of what we call 50-50s, and then a pay what you pull. Now, you're going to have to show up to figure that one out.
Okay, but you're going to tease us with that one.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. And we did that last year, and we ran out of numbers. So it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going to do it again.
Okay.
We have just so many things going on. We start about roughly 5 o'clock. Doors open at 5, but things get started right after that.
Mm-hmm.
We're there till late in the evening.
We'll just leave it at that.
Uh-huh. We have wild game stew, wild game chili, and we'll feed you all night. And we're working with one of the local establishments. We're going to have some beverages there.
All right.
So it's going to be a fun night.
Well, and I want to throw this out, too, for people that might not, I mean, if you're living under a rock, be familiar with the Sportsman's Club. This would be the event to go to get to know the Sportsman's Club, what you're all about, the endless list of things that you do throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. We just finished our youth series and hunts this fall. We did a goose hunt, a waterfowl hunt, and a pheasant hunt. And we had a great time on all of them.
I bet you did.
The kids did well. They harvested some birds. We fed them. We had, I don't know if I should get into this one, but at our pheasant hunt, we have a super sponsor, Dean Belmore.
His name's coming up a lot lately between the Sportsman's Club and the zoo. His name's coming up a lot.
We got done with the hunt and done with the breakfast, and Mr. Belmore shows up. And he goes, "How many kids you got?" "Well, we got 12. Yeah. Okay. I got a shotgun I'm going to give away. Put all the names in the bucket and draw.
Wow.
And we had no idea. And he's just a super sponsor.
That would be Dean.
I'll tell you what,
that would be Dean.
I got a picture of him and McKenna Manock, who won it. And it's a nice firearm. But like I said, it was just a surprise. And she is smiling from ear to ear on this picture, and a little while later, she actually gets on the phone and calls Dean and just profusely thanks him, for all. and we're all standing there going, wow.
Yeah. No, no kidding.
He's just a super guy.
You got a lot of good friends.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We talked about all the projects and so on. We've got things going on in the Red River, Otter Tail River, the Boise Sioux River, Morton Lake, our junior wildlife program. We do wildlife nature education. We do a tracks magazine for all the fourth graders in the Twin Towns. Support for the local trap clubs. There's one north of Breck, one north of Morton. and we do help them out. Our duck hunt, goose hunt, pheasant hunt, we also work with the Twist of Fate group as far as the hunts for disabled veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we got another one that we're going to try this year. We're partnering up with Band of Brothers.
Great group.
And we're going to have a pheasant hunt for some of those veterans.
Fantastic.
Yep. And we got a ladies hunt only. That's coming up, too.
Okay. You got a lot of things happening here. And again, I'm throwing that out to people. If you're not familiar with the Sportsman's Club, the Smoker's a place to show up and get to know them real well.
Yep. And we'd love to have you come down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to the public. Again, October 21st, Wapta Community Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Tickets are available. Check out one of the posters. There's names on phone numbers to call if you want tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I've got tickets. A lot of the other club members have tickets, so
all right,
we'll be around.
Greg, buddy, always great to have you in here. You're going to be in next Thursday. We're going to talk some more,
and I got a surprise for you next
all
Thursday.
All right, sounds good. I love surprises.
There you
Greg
go.
Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Get it on your calendar, folks. 34th annual Sportsman Smoker coming up Saturday, October 21st. 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with the Citizen Awareness Program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic.